Hey, what's up, guys? This is BJ from Life Moves Pretty Fast, reminding you to go online and follow us on all of our social media sites for updates on new episodes, new guests, and information about our amazing new podcast network, A Modern Profession. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at LMPF Podcast, Facebook at Life Moves Pretty Fast, and email us whatever the hell you want at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. Now, if you go online and you can't find us, it's on you now. Thank you guys so much for listening and enjoy the show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, yeah. 9:24, 24 minutes past 9 o'clock, 36 minutes till the top of the hour. We're back. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we got news, weather, traffic, sports, news, weather, traffic, and sports.
And traffic sports.
Traffic sports on the sevens.
Sevens on the sevens.
Sevens on the sevens.
I love traffic sports. Hey, we're stopped on the 91, and we got two guys in the fast lane playing Nerf football.
They are playing Candy Crush against each other.
Double diamond just took him down. Jerry wins.
The time is 9:25.
Oh, crap. All right, so we're back. We had to take a little break. It got a little heavy there for a minute.
We had to go cheer up.
We took a second. We did some jumping jacks, some cherry pickers.
Some Rolaids.
Yep, we took some Rolaids.
I don't know.
Wait, you have Rolaids and you didn't share?
I do.
Come on.
Do you want some?
No.
AJ's, no, AJ's gassy.
I have IBS.
He really does have Rolaids.
I do. They're fruit.
Oh.
No, because the mint ones are fucking disgusting. Anybody who likes mint and acids is a monster.
Unsubscribe now, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
And get treatment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think, you know what? We don't take a whole lot of hard lines on this podcast.
No, that's a hard line.
I think that's a line in the sand.
It's that and people who say ATM machine.
The whole first half of this episode, we never took a hard line. Until now.
Until now.
ATM machine, you say ATM machine, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Automatic teller machine.
You can't double up the machine.
Then what do you say?
ATM.
Go to the ATM?
Gonna go to the ATM.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's literally like saying, are you going to get on the elevator?
I think you made this joke on the last podcast. Did I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
I think you did.
Could be. You mean the future podcast?
No. On the first one.
I'm so confused by the timelines. It's like an X-Men movie. Who's Nightcrawler?
I thought you were going to go with Tarantino.
No.
Tarantino might have been a little bit more
logical. A little more hip.
Yeah.
A little more hip.
Yeah. I'm a nerd.
So, all right.
Love those movies.
All right.
So all right, let's get back into it.
All right. We're talking about Orlando. We're talking about the horrible tragedy that was there. now we're getting into hopefully some decent answers on how we can improve everything, right?
Yeah.
So far, we've all pretty much agreed that we're not very happy with the state of America. We think that a lot of things are starting to slowly go down the drain. And Mike, we touched briefly on our good friends, the anti-Donald Trump protesters.
Yes, not necessarily rooting for anybody. They are mostly anti-Trump. And listen,
let's take all politics out of it. Yeah. Whoever you voted for, let's take everything out of
whatever.
It.
Whatever. I'm not for Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. But
I just thought of the Betty Boop.
No, I love how I just said, let's take all politics out of it. I'm not for Trump. I do not support him.
Here's the thing. You can't.
No, but you can also not support Trump and have it have nothing to do with politics and just that he's a human wart.
Okay. That's
perfect. You can't do those things to other people.
No.
That's my point.
The anti-Trump protesters?
Correct.
Yeah, right. Like the in San Jose and stuff?
Yes.
And you can't, and I love how we're saying anti-Trump protesters, and we're not saying Bernie Sanders
supporters.
Protest, well, because I think it's that tipping point. You hit that. You go from being a supporter. If you're a supporter, you are aiming to help and uplift. That's literally what the word support means.
Of course.
And once,
hang on, let me fact check you on that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's see. Google.
All right, it's taking too long.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, great. But you go from being a supporter to a combatant, right? You go from somebody who's trying to build to somebody who's trying to break things down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the on any side of the coin, if you are against, you know, let's use the Trump thing, right? The anti-Trumpers who, you know, start all those fights, mm-hmm. all you're doing is making the case
even stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Making
the opposition's case. Whatever side you land on, you're making the opposition's case when you behave in the way that they're accusing you of behaving.
Yeah.
And when you incite violence and when you incite, you know, aggression.
Sure. And there have been very, very strong cases for why people are starting to flip over now from it just. Like you said, not even Bernie Sanders supporters, but people are starting to move over towards Trump because they're seeing all this negative,
right.
nasty shit. And that was
saying,
they're like, not even saying he's right, but just saying like, I don't want to be grouped into these freaking people.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be grouped into them. Like they're, I don't want to say radicals, but they're freaking knuckleheads. Like, it's ridiculous. I encourage anybody to go on and just look up videos of stuff of watching these groups just marching and protesting. It happened here in San Diego 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know...
Two weeks ago. Yeah. It happened in Orange County in two different places.
Sure.
It's happened all over the place. People are rallying outside. I am all for free speech. I am all for going out and standing up for what you believe in. But for standing up for what you believe in, you need to have something behind it. You need to have a backing.
Yeah.
And not just standing out there saying, fuck Trump, and then doing burnouts in parking lots, almost hitting people, and then punching anybody in the face that is wearing a Donald Trump t-shirt or has a Donald Trump poster.
Now, on the flip side, and this is not, I'm not saying this in support of the people who are
right.
doing this, there is something incredibly calculated about the locations that Donald Trump chose to rally in California. Areas with large non-white populations,
mm-hmm.
areas with large groups of people who I'm sure he and his campaign knew were going to be out in droves.
But he's got a campaign everywhere.
Right, right. But he's never going to win California. But like the idea is, what's he doing? What's he doing? Holding it in San Diego and San Jose in these communities where there are large non-white populations. There is something there where, and this is where I'm saying that that these people who came out and kind of acted in this way fell into the trap. That there was a certain kind of trap laid for, like, hey, we're going to come here.
He set him up.
We're going to piss you off, and you're going to act like assholes and prove my point.
Okay.
And
let's
me in my tinfoil hat, right?
Sure. No. You're not wrong, but you're not necessarily right, I don't feel. Think about...
I have to be one of those two things, BJ.
Okay.
Everything is black or white.
Okay.
There's no gray.
Perfect. You're white. So you have, okay, so you have, I don't know.
Fair enough. Continue.
If I said you were black, I would be lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do that to our listeners.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let's say you have to try and win California, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to at least give it the old college try.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So you got to give it a go. Where are you going to go to in California? Obviously, he's going to go up north and do everything up there that he can. But you come to Southern California, where else are you going to go? You got to go to San Diego. It's the almost, for like a lack of a better term, like the biggest little city in Southern California.
The home of the cheesesteak?
Nope.
That's wrong.
Definitely not San Diego.
Not even a little bit.
Not even.
City of brotherly love.
Nope.
Again,
the Windy City, San Diego.
Philadelphia.
The Windy City, San Diego.
Yep.
So you got to go to San Diego. You have to go to Orange County. You got to knock those counties out. So you got to show your love a little bit, and you got to campaign down here.
Yeah, fair enough.
So let's be completely honest. You're saying that he's targeting Hispanic, largely Hispanic populated areas, knowing that there's going to be a little hubbub.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think necessarily that your point and my point are exclusive.
No.
Right. I think that yeah, absolutely. He's doing his like typical, you're doing your typical campaign stuff. I think there's also something a little calculated in there. But I think the bigger point, which is the whole impetus of this conversation, is
yeah.
Hey people, stop being animals and be decent human beings to each other.
Yeah. I agree with you 110% with saying like, you know, don't be, you know, be more proactive about it. Like if all of those people just went to a Bernie rally and were like in support and it was like peaceful right. and nice, then it would be a million times better for Bernie. And maybe yeah. he would be the one
yeah.
with the presidential
and just kind of more beneficial to get back to the state of the union in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop creating these seeds of violence. And if you're the one who's starting the violence, whoever spurred you on, it goes. So I'm as close to a if I had to pick a religion, I'm Buddhist. If I'm anything, right?
Okay.
And that said,
but you have so much hair.
I know. I keep shaving it. It keeps growing back. But Buddhists have no attachments, so I can't.
Jesus!
I can't keep buying razors because that's a material good.
Right.
So what's a man to do?
Therein lies the rub.
Right.
You just have to wait.
I have to wait till I go bald naturally, yep. Which I'll never do. These luscious locks. No.
Can I pet you?
Sure.
Give it a little tussle.
Sure. I remember when I first kind of discovered this, I was kind of feeling a little disenfranchised by the religious beliefs that I was being, you know, involved in growing up. Not that I was heavily religious or anything, but just, you know, looking for something. And one of the stories that jumped out to me was this story of this prince who his kingdom had been taken over, and he had been basically taken as a ward to this king who had slaughtered his family. And he was basically this king's kind of servant. And for years and years and years, and he never forgot what the king did to his family, to his kingdom, killed everyone.
Much like a Stark.
Right, much like a Stark. And, you know, this story is the king and him are driving down the road in their little carriagey thing, and the king gets tired and takes a nap and, like, puts his head on his lap and falls asleep. And this kid goes, I could murder this guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what good would that do? You know, if I there's no point in inciting this violence. You know, the deed is done. I'm going to be the bigger man. I'm going to choose peace. And like that story always just kind of stuck out to me. And of course it's, you know, it's religious allegory. It's, you know, it's simplified, but that idea of, hey, people, you're pissed at Trump. That's great. Don't be the one to start the new set of violence. Don't be the one to instigate. Like, find proactive ways to achieve your goals. Find ways that don't involve hurting another human being.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's if you go back to the, what was it, last year before that, probably last couple of years, I mean, there have been a shit ton of protests about police.
Yes.
Which is only, has only fueled the fire for more police support.
Right.
So it's a similar kind of thing in that sense.
Yeah.
But,
and it's all, I mean, of course, in what we're saying, right, it's all kind of loaded because there is this whole thing you talk about, something like Ferguson, or even go back to 92 LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's rationale behind that. There's passion behind that. And so in some ways, you kind of understand, like, this needed to happen.
Yeah.
This violence needed to happen. I think something with, like, the...
Oh, I believe in a way it did as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just that,
and plus we got a great Sublime song out of that.
Oh
riot.
God, yeah,
so good.
Oh, so good.
Hate Sublime.
Well, two to one.
Can I wait? We quick win. Tangent. At a karaoke bar in Boston, this guy got up to sing karaoke, and right before he sang, he plugged his band in Somerville, suburb of Boston. He said, "By the way, I'm in Smoke Two Joints. It's a Sublime cover band, and now I'm going to sing what's the Sublime song that everyone knows, the main
Santeria, what I got okay,
I don't cry on my dog's gone."
Yep.
Yeah. So he gets her to sing that. He doesn't know any of the words,
But he's in a cover band for Sublime.
He was the lead singer.
What, is he the bass player?
No, he was the lead singer.
Is he the guy that goes, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
he was the lead singer, and he had the words in front of him, and he didn't know him.
Well, he did. He smoked two joints before he smoked two joints.
Anyway.
He smoked two
more. But yeah, but
thank you.
Thank you.
Right up top.
Nice, Biz. All up top you on that one. Well done.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that it's that weird fine line of like sometimes a riot of an outcry is what needs to happen. And that's what we kind of talked about a little bit before. But to just see it become the status quo is saddening.
That's their answer.
Frustrating. Yeah.
But nothing happened. Trump didn't do anything. He has not done anything to anybody, but we're going to. And literally, it's not like whatever happened to like, hell no, we won't go to where it was like we march in a circle and like down with the school union, pay teachers more money. Like,
right.
And then maybe that'll be like, all right, let's shut them up and give them more money.
Yeah.
Now it's, like I said, people screaming, fuck Donald Trump! Fuck Donald Trump!
And ripping shirts off and tearing signs in half.
And the police, and watching it, like, it's so sad because like the police can't do anything. They literally cannot.
Right.
Because they're stuck in full riot gear. They can't break the lines. So people are fighting, and you see Trump supporters getting just beat to shit.
Well, it would get crazy out of control at that
point. But they can't. Right. And then a police officer goes down.
Right.
And then what happens?
And then, yeah, and then that's a whole different.
Sure.
Whole different set of problems.
Then it's 30 police officers on 300.
And I think there's also a difference too. If you're protesting, if you're rioting, if what incites it is this action that has been taken, mm-hmm. and the only retribution, the only way you can get your voice heard is to be as loud and destructive as possible. There are moments in history in America, very recent moments in history, where that has been, you know, the only way to get attention on an issue. I think for something like this, where it's this kind of weird slow burn of, you know, whatever, you agree with Trump, you don't agree with Trump, there's a political bent to it. It's this idea of, well, he's just an asshole right now. And
a lot of people have that point of view, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people see that shit and they literally think, man, like, he is the only one, and I'm going to preface it with this, okay? And I want you guys to give me your, if you guys are upset about it, I've gotten to multiple arguments with multiple people.
Great.
I have never voted.
Ever. Never?
Never.
Okay.
Never. I mean, I voted, like, proposition.
AJ, come back.
Bye, AJ.
Come back a second. All right.
Baby, come back.
Hey, the first election I voted in was the 2000 election, which was bullshit, because the election didn't matter.
Well, because you voted and your
who
guy
was that? Was that
won,
Reagan and Eisenhower? Reagan versus Eisenhower.
That was Dewey and the guy who defeated him.
Lincoln crushed that one.
Dukakis and Millard Fillmore. No, I have never voted, and I have gotten into a million arguments with my brother and other, especially my brother, but a lot of other people about it.
Because
people tell me. If you have never voted, you don't have a right to bitch about who your president is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Mike?
I go back to an old George Carlin bit where, first off, I vote as much as I can. I feel like there's a lot of people who have died for me to vote,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that's our system. The other thing that I default to Carlin a lot is he said democracy is fucking awesome because you don't have to do it. And the other thing he said was...
is it bad that I want him to do the George Carlin bit as Trump?
As Trump as
Betty Boop? No, I don't know if I can do that.
That's next episode.
Yep.
Teaser.
What he said was, he goes, how much sense does it make for you to go out and vote? If I go out and I vote for Trump and I put him in office and things go to shit, which, spoiler alert, they probably will.
Yeah, they usually do.
Then I am responsible for the one being put in that. Now, obviously, George is doing a comedy bit.
Yeah.
He's doing a routine, which is why I think you have to make that vote count. Obviously, whoever I write into this election, because I don't like either one of them, will not win this election, but I feel like that's the one little voice that I have. But then at the same time, my voice really doesn't matter, which we found out too. There's these super delegates and there's all this shit going on, and it's like that we really don't care. We really don't matter. And that's fucking disappointing.
Yeah, that's the sad part of it. But my reasoning behind it is that, you know, I haven't.
No, wait. Are you doing it because you're not?
Are you doing? Yeah, are you doing it as an act of protest? Is it a
fuck this? There's super delegates. Everything's bought and paid for. F you. I'm not leaving the house.
Honestly, bro, I'm just doing it because I don't believe in government. I don't believe in telling me what to do. Anarchy, bro. No. I do it because.
Or you and don't in my do younger, it. You I, don't do it.
I don't vote.
Because.
You because.
You do it because. Well, no.
I haven't voted because, honestly, and I would say the last three elections I've actually paid very close attention to, three or four. I haven't voted because I don't like politics. I don't like politicians. I think that any type of debate is, and especially the debates that have been going on, especially on the Republican side this year, is just insane. Nothing was fucking said about how to help anything. It was just trying to beat the crap out of the other person.
Right.
And it wasn't just Trump. It was other people as well.
Oh, yeah. It was even in the Republican Party. You know, the Republican Party debates were not
I said Republican Party.
Oh, but were you talking also like specifically about the debates within that, like the GOP debates,
where it was
them standing there going like, well, the guy who I'm running against to get the nomination, not even to win the presidency,
yeah,
the guy I'm running against to get the nomination is an asshole, and that was all everybody's
argument.
Yeah,
no one said like, how do you feel about immigration? Well, I think Trump's a prick.
Yeah,
or like, yeah, easy Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel like. Honestly, like going through and watching past elections, I swing on either side. There are things that if you take the big five that you can pretty much ask someone to know if they're Republican or Democrat. Like, I believe in the death penalty, but I also believe in abortion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I go different ways with all of it, but I just haven't. I hate politicians, and everyone in the past elections have all been straight up politicians. I'm not saying that I'm voting for Donald Trump. I did not vote for Donald Trump. They've all been politicians, and I hate politicians because I think about it and I go, all right, here's the two. So take the last one was Obama and Romney, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I looked at both of them and I watched their debates and I watched their conventions and I watched everything. And I was like, all right, if I had to vote for one, who do I think is least full of shit? And that's pretty much what I would just try
and
factor
in. And I think that's how a lot of people feel.
I know, but that doesn't mean like I want my first time to vote to actually be special. I understand that people want it to be so special. I want like.
You want a bed of roses out on your way to the voting booth?
I want the whole thing. Like, a parade, the whole thing. But no, I want it to be because I believe in that person. And if I win, great. But if I don't, then I still believe in that person. And I'm like, fuck it. I lost, but I did it. And at least my voice was heard. Like,
that's kind of how I felt about Bernie this time around. You know?
I was fucking gung-ho Bernie.
Yeah. What I think is... Not
gung-ho Bernie supporters. I was gung-ho Bernie.
Right. And I think but the thing you're speaking to, this idea of you know, it's dominated by politicians, I think Bernie proved a real salient point, which is that guy came from relative obscurity,
mm-hmm.
And became a front runner for the U.S. presidency
out of nowhere,
and not based on, you know, super PACs, not based off of corporate donations. I mean, private donations all the way.
Yeah,
The
belief behind the American people. Yeah. The American people believed in him,
and I think for both parties right now, the Republican Party is. I think for all intents and purposes, the Republican Party is broken. I think after this election, one way or the other, the Republican Party is going to have to undergo a huge kind of reconstruction, and it probably won't emerge the same. I don't know what it'll look like, but it won't be this. And I think also, as much as Democrats might not want to hear it, the Democratic Party is broken.
Yeah, they both need to clean up a lot.
I think this idea of the two-party system, this election, And I was speaking to my dad, who my parents are pretty conservative, and but they're also like, I don't know how to like justify voting for Trump. I don't want to vote for Hillary, but I don't want to vote for Trump. They're in this weird pickle.
I am as well.
And I'm a registered Democrat. I don't know that I can vote for Hillary.
But my dad, who's been voting since, you know, 64 or whatever, he said, this in my entire life is the strangest election I've ever seen. And
we are witnessing
history.
History.
Yeah.
It was always pretty clear. I mean, it was, you know, in past elections in the last maybe like 12 years or so, you can see it going kind of either way. But like before that, it was just blowouts. Reagan was like,
well, yeah, here's blowout. The thing. There's this GIF that was circulating online that was a map of the country with red states and blue states. And it was every election since elections existed. In the way that we have them, relatively in the way that we have them now, right? They've undergone a lot of reform. But it just was like, you know, here's a still that where you can see the breakdown of the country, red states, blue states, who went to what party.
Right.
And you watch it happen, and it plugs the year and the candidates up at the top. So you see it happening, you know, and you see periods throughout our history where the entire country sways Republican, or the entire country sways Democrat, or there's years with like states are moving around in their beliefs. And you realize that, like you said, in the last 12 years, it's really only been in the last 12 years.
By the way, I want to say I said Reagan, but Reagan was definitely not elected 12 years ago.
No. But I think it was, well, yeah, the last 12 years is too soon. But let's say like about like Bush, Bush,
no,
Bush,
Clinton,
Bush, well, Senior, and Clinton, right around that Reagan, Bush, Senior, Clinton, that kind of
ish
era.
Clinton was at least Clinton. From what I remember, being he was a blowout,
two-time blowout.
But yeah.
And then Monica Lewinsky really came out and a blowout. Yeah.
But what's really fascinating is
I see what you did there.
That was an oral sex joke.
It was 1994 for my vault.
A timely oral sex joke.
we want cigars.
But let's be honest, guys. Where is that dress?
What dress?
And we're back!
But what's really fascinating about this GIF, I just want to go back to it for a moment,
is
because it shows throughout the country that the country has had this ability in the past to rally behind the person that they believe is going to be the best for their country. To cross party lines. Something is going wrong with the country. All right, we got somebody with a new vision. We're going to get him in. And in the last, say, 20 years, it has been the maps are exactly the same, with like one or two states being the swing states, right? Where it's this idea of we've become so binary.
Yeah. This inability to
see the other side's point on both sides, to see the value in the other side. And then on the flip side of that, the stalwart refusal to compromise on both sides is really a relatively new phenomenon.
But think of the last election, or think of the last president that only had one term.
Let's see, who was it? Was it...
Senior had two, Clinton had two, Bush Jr. had two.
Obama had two.
Obama had two.
So was it Ford?
I don't know, dude.
Ford? I don't know. But that's a weird thing.
This is also, if there was a non-American sitting at this table right now, they'd be like, actually, it was Dewey, right? Yeah. They would know, because right. Americans are also fucking idiots about politics. And I am too.
I mean, that's as far back as I go. I don't know. You might know. We're going to ask you real quick, Juice. last president that only had one term, had a one-term presidency.
Oh, and he carried it full term.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's America is very hard to accept change. But look at the parties. You go Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. You get wishy-washy, because by the end of their term, it gets a little complacent.
Right.
Hey, guys, America's going to be great in the next 8 years. We got to change this up a little bit.
And then it seesaws. Yeah.
So they go to the next
one. Clinton beat in 92? I think Bush Jr., I'm sorry, Bush Sr. had only one term.
No, he had two.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive, yeah.
Because I thought Clinton beat him in 92. Clinton, Bush Sr. Was elected in 88.
Yeah,
you are right.
And then Clinton
beat
him in 92.
He beat Dukakis, and then Clinton beat him.
I'm terribly ashamed of myself that it took that long for me to remember that. But Yeah.
Well done.
At least we got there.
You know how big, okay, by the way, as we went through all of this, I'm sure there were people listening, like in their cars or whatever. Cars.
You fucking idiots.
Bush Senior only had one. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Anyway.
Not going to do it.
Nah. No. 1,000 points of light. That was Dana Kerr.
All right. So it was, all right. So Bush Senior only had one.
Glad we got to the bottom of that, guys.
All right, yeah. Well, no, I'm glad we did too. So looking forward into what we were talking about, I think that right now, I mean, for me, like I said, I've never voted, and I'm very, 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 very curious to see how the next debates, how the next everything is going to start working out.
Yeah.
Because it's honestly at this point, it can't be a blaming game anymore. It can't be a, oh, well, Ted Cruz is this, or Bernie Sanders is this, or well, let's talk about Hillary's emails, which is what I'm sure Trump is going to do. But I feel, well, of course he has, because he knew right out the gate, he has nobody to compete with on his side.
Right.
He's like, all I got to do is start now. If I start the attacks now on Hillary, I'm just going to keep gaining ground more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to even want to listen to her.
Now, have you never voted for like local politicians either, like San Diego mayors or city controllers?
I haven't voted for like mayors and stuff. I voted for I voted Area 51.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm very I'm very pro alien.
They're pro illegal aliens.
Right, I'm pro illegal. Oh no, I'm
pro immigration.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
They wanted to come here.
They came here illegally.
I got to vote for Trump if I need that wall.
Yeah.
Can I get that wall?
That wall in the sky.
God by damn way, it, Biz. I just set you up.
As a Mexican, ain't no wall going to stop any of us. That's for sure. Like, we were going to figure out a way to get over that thing. It's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, and you can swim, too. And you're doing a triathlon, right?
I'm swimming. I'm running. I'm biking. I'm getting over
Wait, no, aren't you doing a triathlon in, like,
a couple days? In 11 days.
11 days.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, but do it.
Do the triathlon?
Yeah. There is no triathlon.
Yeah. Start in...
Do athlon or do not athlon.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start 13 miles south of the border and make it home. That's a true Mexican triathlon.
That's a real triathlon.
That's a real triathlon.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I think it's a trace athlon.
I'll tell you what, no matter what, I think it's going to be just an absolute shit show.
It's
going to be the best kind of nightmare.
And I kind of agree with that. It is going to be at least entertaining on a comedy level because they're already starting to bicker with each other over Twitter, which is, I just want to sit one of the founding fathers down, go back in time and talk to Hamilton, and say, hey, we're going to have the two leaders of the parties bickering at each other over this thing called Twitter.
Yeah.
And now you can only say 140 characters to each other.
Now, does that include spaces?
Yes.
My liege?
Yes, it does.
Oh. Uh-huh.
My liege.
Well, I don't know.
I run a podcast.
It's 1700s. It's 1700s.
What election?
I'm being Hamilton.
King Henry did not have an election.
Why aren't you rapping? Hamilton raps.
No, what's actually really interesting, Hamilton has this, just going to Hamilton tangent one second.
Oh, Jesus.
There's this, yeah, I know, fuck you.
Stop recording.
No, there's this great song where him and Aaron Burr are talking about their children and how everything they're doing is like, I'm doing it because I can't wait to see what amazing things you guys do with this country that we are building. Ugh. And no,
that
but
makes
it
makes me feel even worse.
Right, and I was listening to that the other day, and the first time I really probably heard the lyrics to that song, and I was just like, fucking shit,
we have let this thing go.
Yeah, and I think that's part of that, the power to jump back to what we talked about right at the top. I think that's part of the power of that show is it's pointing out, like, look at how much these people, like, cared, the sacrifices, the action, how much action they took to make sure their country was going to turn out the way they wanted it to turn out.
Yeah, and I think that we're getting to a point... you know, kind of with younger kids to where, like, I think a lot of good, solid American history is getting completely buried.
Yeah.
110%. I'm a big history, but not big history buff. Like, I enjoy history. I don't watch the History Channel all the time or whatever.
Well, that's
like,
all aliens.
I love World War II. What?
That's all aliens now.
It's right.
Aliens.
That's why I voted Prop Area 51.
Right.
but, like, no, I'm big on... American history. Like, I love World War II. Like, I think that that was a time to where, yes, it had its problems, and yes, there was extreme, horrible diversity as far as race going on. But back then, at least in their own form of segregation, they had their own morals, they had their own principles. Men were men, and they fought and died and did all that shit for this country.
And women played baseball.
When World War II came, like, when I guarantee you, if today we had Pearl Harbor or dropping the bomb or any of that shit, like, can you imagine if we went and dropped a bomb on another country, like how much this country would erupt? And it wouldn't have been waving the flags on the side of the, you know, corner of the street saying, like, after 9/11, like, yeah, America. It wouldn't have been that. It would have
been talking about, like, the nuclear bomb, right? You're not, because we do bomb other countries.
No, yes, but I'm talking about the, that's why I said the bomb. Oh. I didn't want to, like,
I didn't hear the. I was like, but we do. No, but yeah, you know, you're totally right. Like, if the actions that were taken,
the country would have gone. The country would have gone crazy.
Yeah, I saw that season of 24 when they detonated that nuke in L.A.
Yeah,
it was fucking
streaming on Netflix.
It took 20 episodes to get a Kiefer reference.
No, I think we made a Lost Boys reference earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
A long time ago, yeah. Okay. Lost Boys. Write that down. Boys reference.
For the footnotes at the end.
Well.
Okay. Yeah, but. It sounds like Mikey wanted to wrap it up.
No, I'm just.
Wrap it up? No, he was just talking about the place he gets his water.
This guy and his fucking puns. I just want to hang out with you all day.
It's a disease.
Are you off tomorrow?
No, I'm going to L.A. tomorrow.
All right, well.
You wanna hop in the car with me and drive to L.A. and go to a box office software training?
I was really hoping you'd have a pun right there for
no,
me.
No, I
you
don't.
You fucking
no.
blew it. Well, all right. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
I don't know, man. You know what? Your puns are the only thing that's really amusing to me right now.
Oh,
honestly.
Well, thank you.
Because we're in a lot of trouble.
We are.
And The only glimmer of hope that I have seen is there is an outpouring of love,
You
know, as far as Orlando goes. There is, I think, because everyone is so upset about this election thus far, there is a movement that's like, hey, we got to change something.
There's a huge call for change.
Do you think everyone's upset now, or now that Bernie's?
I think everybody is upset.
Everyone's
because,
been upset. I think that's where the support for Bernie was rooted. I think it was rooted in probably to what you were saying, this long history of dissatisfaction with the status quo of our politicians.
I think that's where Trump has a lot of his support,
and I
too,
think absolutely
because people are pissed about the establishment.
Right.
You've got Cruz and the other guy. And then Trump comes along and says, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you're going to, I'm the greatest, boop, boopy doo, and here's what we're going to do, and I'm going to build a wall, and I'm going to be the best. Like, you have no proven record of anything.
Neither does Hillary, really.
Neither does Hillary.
If you think about it.
Hillary had a very successful husband. She was a Secretary of State.
She was a successful.
She has been in politics forever.
Sure.
Trump has been.
And that's where my dilemma is to where, like, Hillary is the poster boy, poster woman of a politician, which is exactly what I hate voting for. What I hate voting for.
Mm-hmm.
So
Donald Trump,
at
least on paper.
You would be like, in the Trump camp, not because of what he says,
sure,
but just because of the kind of ideology he represents of this kind of, like, I'm not a politician. I'm coming at it from the outside. I'm bringing a new point of view. I'm not saying you're a Trump supporter.
Well, right. He's I'm a zero.
Vote, so
I am nobody.
It's fine.
Right.
But you, I'm just. But you I'm might just be saying, surprised. I don't know. I got to see how they butt heads together.
I hope you do. I hope you do. I know it doesn't matter. I know it doesn't mean anything. But I feel like
we should
do it.
Yeah, either way, yes, whether people fought and died for my right to vote, I, that's how I feel. They fought and died for my right to vote.
Right.
So I don't want to just throw an empty-handed vote
out
there.
They didn't fight, and this might be a controversial thing to say, but to kind of support your thought, because I have plenty of friends who feel that way, they didn't fight and die so that you were obligated to vote.
Yeah.
You know,
is something
obligated to vote for somebody you didn't approve. Like,
they didn't fight and die
for you to choose the lesser of two evils. And if that's the way you're viewing the politics, why would, you know?
And it wasn't even the lesser of two evils. It's not like I've hated everybody. I mean, like, I would have taken, if I had to choose, I would have taken Bush on his second term. I would have taken Obama in his second term. And I would have taken probably McCain when he ran against Obama the first time.
So BJ's a bandwagon voter.
Am I?
Second terms?
I would have taken McCain over Obama in the first term.
You know, a lot of people would have.
Right. So yeah. I'm not a bandwagon. So I want you to retract that statement here live on LMPF.
We don't have to retract, dude. We can just edit it out.
Dear,
we can just take it out of
ladies
there.
And gentlemen, formally retract my previous statement.
Take another roll, Aiden.
Will you? I'm going to eat it on the air.
Yeah, we can hear your stomach on the mic. The mic's picking up stomach gurgles.
Go ahead.
So either way, I think that Trump's going to be fun. And it's stupid to say that word. It's stupid to say the word fun when you're talking about a presidential candidate. But I like the fact that he's outspoken and he's ballsy. And I literally thought it was a complete and total disgrace that he was even going for it.
Listen,
but him against Hillary, I'm excited to see it.
If we're voting for comedy, which I think...
That's the first time I did that.
Second time tonight.
You've hit it a couple times tonight. Yeah. Anyway, if we're voting for comedy...
Oh, right.
I will be the first one in line to vote for Trump. Because...
That's why Schwartz got elected.
Every single day, there's going to be something new that is going to just be hilarious. I'm not talking, the Hangover hilarious. I'm talking, like, is this really happening?
Are you talking Schindler's List hilarious?
Is that your comedy pendulum now?
We'll talk. Ghostbusters.
I'm not talking the funniest movie ever made.
We're going like the Hangover.
The Mask 2.
Hangover's in the middle. The low end of Schindler's List. Dude, the top end like is the Mask 2? Jamie Kennedy?
Kennedy?
Oh my God, if he died in a plane crash, I would be happy.
Oh God.
Dude, I think he is the least funny stand-up comedian I've ever seen in my entire life.
We have talked about
people
dying. We have talked about elections going bad. The darkest moment that we've had so far is wishing death upon Jamie Kennedy.
Okay, now what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's the big question. I think that's the big thing we got to ask ourselves with all this shit that we've been talking about is, hey, we're fed up, we're frustrated, we're confused, we're angry, we're sad, we're whatever.
It's therapeutic we've been talking for a couple hours. It's been very therapeutic for me. I really haven't sat down like this with anybody and chatted about it. But what are we actually doing? That's kind of where I would like to go from here.
It's not on our level.
I know.
It's nothing we can do. It's not something that, you know, I can do as... It can happen to any group.
And if I retweet Stephen Colbert, it's not gonna do anything either.
But I think that...
If you're on your phone or your iPad or whatever, you're not helping anything. Right. Signing an online petition? Right. No. Fucking jerk off.
All right. But point, counterpoint.
Okay.
I will just say this. Maybe we're not. Maybe our ability to create change, to enact, is limited. But, and you know this as a performer. You go out in front of hundreds, thousands of people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you think if one person walks away from that with a smile, with a changed perception, you've done your job for the day.
No, man. All of them have to leave.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like,
or I'm pissed.
No.
You
copy.
Asshole.
No.
Right.
You are right.
And so I
said that to him last week on the Harambe episode.
So if you can reach out to one person and help them feel loved and supported and if you can turn even one person's day, in a positive way. I think you've literally done the least you can do, but it is something, you know.
Counterpoint. I will counterpoint that.
Go for it.
Your view is extremely genuine.
Yeah.
And it is It is nice. It is honest.
But it won't change anything.
No. It is. It is genuine. It's nice. It's honest, and I respect it. However,
but
a lot of people have that point of view. Whether it's, I feel this way about any big stance. I feel this way about immigration. I feel this way about gay marriage. I feel this way about abortion. So any crazy abortion activist can say, if I can just change that one person, then that's what I got. All I got to do.
Yeah.
If I can, you know, whatever. I'm trying to be radical about it, but if I can blow up one abortion clinic.
You're devil's advocating it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Then that's all I got to do. If I can change one person's opinion, then I did my job.
Yeah.
So it's maybe not necessarily about that. Like, maybe everyone should just look inside themselves and just try and be a better person. Because if you feel that great about something, then maybe share it, but don't try and change it. Share it and let them get their own opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Because I
think we're actually saying the same thing.
Are we?
Yeah.
Point?
Yeah. It's a point-ish. I think it's not necessarily point-counterpoint. Right. I think we're effectively saying the same thing. If you're going about the
according
way
to what we believe in.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think that Mexicans should be allowed in this country.
Oh, right. And we're going to end on that. Hey, ladies everybody. And gentlemen, Dr. A.J. Knox.
I was lying about that part. I'm so sorry.
No, we're going to cut that part out.
Jesus.
Please keep that in, because I have to leave.
Oh, my God. Mike's still here.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys. I'm leaving.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, guys. Follow Mike on... we're going to set up a link on our website to where he's going to start his triathlon 13 miles south of the border.
Yep.
We're going to see if he can get through customs.
I have a sentry pass. It shouldn't be that difficult.
The funny thing is that AJ and I are actually going to dart him the night before and stick two packets of Colombian cocaine up his ass, so he's not going to know that it's there. We're going to try...
And I'm going to stick one up my ass.
Okay. We're going to see if the German Shepherds can figure it out.
Ready? Go.
It's going to be a hot one next week. No, it actually is going to be a really good one next week. Next week, we got the 21st podcast.
Yeah, this episode was very heavy with some very serious things. And
we're going to lighten it up.
Next week, we were going to get back on track. Ooh,
it's going to be real different.
We're going to be drinking. We're going to be having fun with all of our other guests. It's our big birthday bash, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. It's not going to happen right after this one.
It's 10:25.
Don't go anywhere. So next week, yes, 21st podcast party. We had everyone over at the house a couple days ago. We had a big party over here. It was a lot of fun. So, Dr. AJ Knox,
this was
very intricate. This was very heartfelt. It was very thought out.
But
it
therapeutic. Was hurtful.
Well, thank you guys. It was actually, as you said, Biz, really nice to kind of talk out some of this stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming, buddy.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. That was Dr. AJ Knox. I am BJ McGivley.
Mike Bisson.
And this has been
Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Look, if you're going to talk, look, we don't need another Travis. If you're going to talk, get on mic.
Are you recording?
Yeah. If you're going to talk, get on mic.
I thought we'd make it one fucking episode without Tim chiming in.
Oh, here he is again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim. Come on, Timmy.
And he's leaving. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for coming by.
I was just going to say that it was as if Orlando hasn't been through enough shit as of late.
This could be like a post podcast.
This is a mini.
Yeah, we'll do it. No, we'll do a little post. This is post game. Okay, all right, here we go.
Post game.
This is like the Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Right. Like yes. I like the post game show.
All
right.
Yeah.
I'm Stephon Curry with my little daughter. So as if Orlando hasn't had enough shit going on, now there's reports from Disney World that a child has possibly been taken underwater by an alligator and is now missing.
What?
There is a family staying at the Floridian.
That's fucking old hat in Florida.
My only comment on that is that would have never happened if we all had alligators.
Alligators don't kill people.
people kill people with saying. Alligators.
If we all had alligators,
that's true. It
wouldn't happen.
I'll tell alligator you, in every home.
I'm going to tell you what.
We're going to
tell me. I go into a grocery store.
Is that 12-volt alligator?
I go into a grocery store with my kid, my wife. Someone comes in with an alligator.
I will pour, better,
I will pour out my goddamn alligator. And I'll tell you what.
Barack Hussein Obama, you ain't going to take away my alligator.
You ain't going to take my alligator. I'm going to tell you what. You come into my life and you threaten my family with your alligator.
With your alligator.
I'm gonna bring out my alligator.
You know what? You know what you call you? You also can't take from me.
What's that?
My hakama dial. You can't take that one from me as well.
Oh no! You better not take my hakama dial.
You better not take my hakama dial.
What is happening?
My bagagator.
What is going on right now?
No, it's got a longer beak.
It's got longer a longer, got a longer snout.
Longer.
Are we on?
Snout.
Are we recording?
Snout. It's got a longer snout.
I fucking hope so.
My bakabile.
Here's the thing. This is how the treehouse is when we're not recording. We just happen to have microphones on right now.
You know what? They should dash him with the best shit you got on this channel.
I tell you what, you worried about your boy out there in Minnesota?
Yeah.
You worried about your boy out there in Minnesota?
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you had a bakabile in Becky's purse, if you gave Becky a bakabile license.
A little purse bakabile. Or a little purse abagaba.
Oh.
She can pull abagaba. Out that little baby abagaba, and she gonna get a snap from it. That's what's gonna happen.
That's what's
you
gonna
know
happen.
What's got? Because they're in Minnesota, they got the snow all the time up there. So yeah. What you gonna do is you got the Abadabado snowman. The Abadabado snowman and the abagabas up there.
Yeah. You want... Rez won't go run into a snow band. No,
you know, get you know who's hey, you know who's waiting around the corner? The Abominable Snowman Alligator. That's what's waiting for you.
An Abominable Abigator.
Akabile.
Abigator Bakabile.
And he's drinking Bush Light.
Bush Light.
Life moves pretty fast. Sponsored by Bush Light Beer.
Alligators and crocodiles. Tutu bitch. This has been a post-game report. Honestly, I'm going to keep it going a little bit. Let's see if we... You know what? You know what? You want to try and catch some magic?
Yeah.
What do you got on your phone there? You got your little baba?
Yeah. Yeah, I got my what? Boy.
Little, all right.
Yeah.
Your little what?
So we're going to do a little radio show.
Okay.
Oh. You can do... Hey, there we go, guys. Come on. Come on in here.
You want to do a little morning zoo?
We're San Diego.
We're going to do a little morning zoo.
All right.
AJ, you have been... replaced.
All right, here we go.
Grab some bench.
What's your morning zoo name?
My morning zoo name?
Yeah. It's got to be something like, hey, here we go. We got it. Perfect. Maybe our new podcast, Breeder and the Bear.
Breeder and the Bear.
Yeah. Hey, this is the bear.
This is the bear. Grr.
Oh, AJ's leaving?
Oh. He's mad.
You don't want to listen to the post game?
Oh, he's got to go. He got to go to the store get his abagaba.
He got to go get his abagaba and his bakababa. He's going to get him an abasaba daba duba burrito.
Buddy, you're a gem. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen and a scholar.
That was us high-fiving.
You're awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, my God. There's so many podcasts I just want to do.
You know what should be a...
I want to be Chainsaw.
Chainsaw?
From DSC?
Okay. Or Buzzsaw. Maybe Buzzsaw. I feel like every town has a Chainsaw or a Bonesaw.
Like every time I say like Buzzsaw, there needs to be like a... like a Buzzsaw. That's a horrible
Or
Buzzsaw.
Instead, you know, growing horrible up chainsaw. Here in San Diego, we had Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
Maybe we have AR-15 Tom Kelly.
Ooh, topical.
I went there.
No,
I went
there. You did go there.
I went there. I got you guys souvenirs, too.
Yeah. Going to Orlando with AR-15 Tom Kelly. Back.
Ugh, the worst.
The worst. All right.
What are we doing?
All right. So we're going to do a fake morning zoo show.
Okay.
All right.
It's pretty fun.
It is pretty fun. He's got a whole soundboard.
Can I do
it?
Jared had the soundboard.
Okay.
Jared did?
Yeah, I did not have the soundboard.
Oh, shit. I thought you had the...
No, I don't have the sound effects.
I thought you had like... Oh, fuck.
No, Jared had those.
If we pause it real quick, one of us could download it.
All right, well, just download it and I'll cut it.
Okay.
We got to go quick because my dog's hungry.
Oh.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Hey-o, hey-o, I gotta feed my dog, if you ladies know what I mean. Hey, I gotta feed my dog. The time is 10:40.
Look at that, Buzzsaw's gotta feed his dog here on LMPF Radio. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's the only one you had?
That's it.
That's perfect. Here we are, guys, back live on the air. This is LMPF Radio. This is the breeder.
And the bear.
Hey, all right. We're coming to you live from the treehouse, apartment number 9.
That Nueve, is... Nueve.
Oh, shit. That just got sassy and saucy.
We went south of the border. Dong.
Hey, coming to you live. Interesting fact, San Diego resident Mike Bissett is actually going to be south of the border. Hey, he's going to be 13 miles down right under the border in Mexico. He's going to be doing a triathlon. He's going to try and make it across the border. How do you feel about that, Mike Bissett?
I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
You sound like it.
Yeah. It's gonna be great. I'm actually kind of nervous about it. There's a lot of security, and I'm pretty sure you guys tranked me and put some drugs in my anus. I'm a little nervous about it.
We sure did. All right, Mike, we're gonna end that call right now. Here we're gonna go to Buzzsaw. Buzzsaw's coming to you live with Sports of the Night. Let's talk to Buzzsaw. Come on, get in there.
We got some late breaking news here from the Tuesday sports scores. All right, let's just go down the line here. Some MLB action. The Blue Jays taking it to the Phillies in Toronto, 11-3. It's the only thing the Canadians are good at these days. The Cubs taking it to the Nationals, 4-3. The Orioles beating the Red Sox, 3-2.
Rewind that. What was that score again?
I believe it was 4-3 Cubs over the Nationals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, do we got any NBA or NHL this evening?
No, you dumbass. The NHL just wrapped up this season. And the NBA's on break till tomorrow, so we're loaded full of MLB action here tonight. Jack Sparrow helping the Pirates beat the Mets 4-0. The Tampa Bay Rays barely squeaking out the Mariners up there in Seattle 8-7. Yeah, sorry Seattle. Try again tomorrow. It's 182 something game. 162 games you can try tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot, Buzzsaw. Once again, this is Breeder.
And the Bear.
And now we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call from Flois. She's down there in Philadelphia. She wants to know what's going on with the big ticket parking lot giveaway. We're going to talk to Flois.
Hey, everybody. I just want to know what's going on with tickets. I heard that you're giving away tickets to a Topher Keith concert.
Hey, Lois, you sound like you got a really nice voice. I got one question for you.
What's that, baby?
How low can you go?
That's what I want to know.
I can go so low.
Yeah, boy!
All right! Thanks a lot for Flois.
Thanks for calling, Lois. Is it Flois or
Lois? I don't know. Lois, who cares? Flois, I don't know. Who cares? Our screener is so high right now. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming up after the break, we have a crazy guy
down there. We've got a JJ up in Breeder and the Bear, Chopper 725, checking in on the traffic there. Hey, JJ, how's traffic looking up there?
Oh, you know, JJ up here at Chopper 4. I got a big thing on the thing. And
that's been JJ up in Chopper 24, everybody. And it seems like they...
Pretty sure I'm running low out of fuel here.
Yeah, it looks like I don't think we filled up
that middle of my report that the helicopter just had stopped.
Oh, I bet you crash. Oh, wait. Oh, no. This is... Oh, we've got live video of that going on. Oh, they're heading down. And oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We'd like to have a
special news
moment
announcement.
Of silence.
Special news announcement here on Breeder and the Bear.
Oh, yeah.
We'd just like to send out a big, heartfelt condolence to JJ, our... Chapter 4.
This is most fitting,
man.
This is most fitting for how he ended his life.
Oh,
we got him good.
good.
Just getting everybody out. JJ, I'm still up here in Chopper 4 looking over the 5 freeway. We got to slow the highways and byways. You got the mattress and lanes in the fast lane. Look out, everybody. You got some brake lights. You got slow and go out there on the freeway. That's right. If you're out there partying, it's the weekend. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Look out for brake lights, mattress and lanes. Back to you guys.
All right, that's going to do us right here for this episode of Breeder and the Bear. I am, technically, I haven't looked down in my pants lately, but it looks like I'm a breeder.
And I'm a bear. Grr and woof.
All right, and there it is. Sign us out.
Hey, did I tell you about that one girl I slept with the other night? She had tingle bitties.
She have them crocodiles.
She has some crocodile manabagabas.
All right. That was ridiculous.
Amazing though.
But fun.
Wait, no, we're not done. I wanna sign this up.
I gotta go home.
All right, go the fuck home. This has been the post game. We had to add a little fun.
Gonna have a little fun tonight, cause you're gonna dig this. Oh, baby.
You better put that up to the microphone.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh, I dig it, baby.
All right. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Reggaeton. Fucking love it.
And that's it. So much. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.